Waltz, co-author of the book Go For No, and want to talk to you a little bit about overcoming fear of failure and rejection. Most people think that the strategy is to avoid hearing no, to do everything within your power to not get rejected. The Go For No philosophy is actually the exact opposite. It's to intentionally increase your failure rate. It's to intentionally go out and hear no more often. Now that seems strange. Who would want to hear no more often? But the reality is when you increase the number of no's that you hear, the yeses increase as well. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should just be crazy and just hear no after no after no. You see, you don't learn when you avoid opportunities to hear no. You don't grow when you don't hear the word no. When you go out and you intentionally increase your failure rate, that's when you have the opportunity to learn and grow and figure out where your gaps are. Where are the things that you're not so skilled at? But you see, when you hide in your home or you hide in your office and you don't hear those no's, how do you ever know where your gaps are? You sit there and think that you need the perfect presentation, right? The perfect thing to say to the perfect person. Well, I'll tell you, the worst, most stuttering, stammering, filled, screwed up presentation that you do deliver has a chance to create magic. The perfect presentation that you practice and you wordsmith that you don't deliver does absolutely nothing. It doesn't create anything. And so to sit in your living room or to sit in your office and fear no and avoid those no's and avoid that rejection, that's just a recipe for mediocre performance. What I'm telling you to do is have some courage, go out there, take a chance, take a risk, go out there and start collecting no's and improve on your skills, get that skill development in there, and you will be unstoppable.